Nolte, disgraced Atlantic cover photo makes RFK Jr. look like Goofy Zealot. By John Nolte on November 25, 2025. The disgraced, far-left Atlantic published a mean-spirited cover photo that deliberately makes Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. look like a goofy religious zealot. Seriously, get a load of this. You can't blame Kennedy for the photo. There's no way to know how a photo will come out. There's no way to know which photo the degenerates, proven liars, and conspiracy theorists at a publication like the disgraced Atlantic will choose. The cover tells us nothing about Kennedy, and everything about why we still can't trust the Atlantic to be fair or honest. From the word go, meaning on the cover itself, they have rigged the debate against Kennedy, which only proves how little faith they have in their own beliefs. The Atlantic is no different than a boxer who hits below the belt in rabbit punches, meaning, a cheater with no faith in their own skills. And let's not forget the bigots at the Atlantic see the rosary as equal to an assault weapon. This is what the legacy media always do, rig the debate in the left's favor. The article itself is exactly what you'd expect. Here's a look at the experts the Atlantic spoke to. I called Paul Offit, a pediatrician and the director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and one of the most outspoken critics of Kennedy's vaccine views. Offit told me that Kennedy is a liar and a terrible human being. I asked him to explain. It doesn't matter what I say, Offit said. He thinks the medical journals are in the pocket of the industry. He thinks that the government is in the pocket of the industry. He thinks I'm in the pocket of industry, and he's wrong. Offit continued, if he has data showing he's right, then fucking publish it. He can't, because he doesn't have those data. Oh, okay. That settles that. It is not RFK Jr. or President Trump who undermine trust in the so-called scientific experts. Rather, it is the so-called scientific experts who undermine trust in the so-called scientific experts. If you want to radicalize the public against a trusted institution, these so-called scientific experts wrote the book on how exactly to do this during the COVID pandemic. Most people had a lot of faith in the CDC, WHO, HHS, and the rest until we were told to destroy our economy, quarantine the healthy, and that standing 6 feet apart and wearing a mask with pores 3 to 10 times larger than the virus, imagine using a chain-link fence to stop a mosquito, would protect us. They told us natural immunity wouldn't work. They closed the schools for no rational scientific reason. They told us the vaccine would stop the spread and protect the vaccinated. They told us to leave the liquor stores open and close the churches. They told us the lab leak theory was a racist hoax. Then they told us a Trump rally was a super spreader event, but anti-police rallies were perfectly safe. It was all lies. It was all political. It was all about ensuring Trump lost re-election in 2020. So why would we believe these liars about anything else? Before COVID, I saw RFK Jr. as a crank. Not anymore. He's a bit eccentric, but he didn't lock everyone down when it was blatantly obvious early on that the only people who needed to be protected were those who were already in frail health. It wasn't RFK Jr. who celebrated the same Andrew Cuomo who poured the coronavirus into nursing homes. Unlike the so-called experts, Kennedy isn't telling anyone what to do. He's not outlawing vaccines, or going to church, and he's not making anything, like useless masks, mandatory. He's simply asking questions, seeking answers, and doing so of a trillion-dollar pharmaceutical and medical industry that proved how craven, dishonest, partisan, greedy, and power-hungry it was during COVID. From where I stand, America's scientific community is run by greedy sociopaths, while RFK Jr., like Trump, has paid a real price, lost his establishment status and much of his family for doing nothing more than the most scientific thing there is, questioning the science. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.